Welcome to the Self-Realized Podcast with Linton Bergson, where you will shatter your limits. I am not much into the self-help industry as much as I'm into the self-realized individual, which is you. What matters most to you, how you get there, and the obstacles that may be in your way. If you would like to be part of this podcast and part of that discussion, I welcome you here with an open heart, open mind, and open arms. So, without further ado, let's get on with the podcast. Welcome to episode 56 of the Self-Realized Shatter Your Limits podcast. First and foremost, I hope that you are doing very, very well and taking good care of yourself. As always, I appreciate you taking your very valuable time and energy to join me today. The topic is about effectively increasing your productivity. In a nutshell, that really means you making more out of your day and getting more out of your day than you are now. I would think that you would not listen to this episode if you were already effectively doing that. It is not difficult to be effective in your life, to get more out of your life and be more productive on a daily basis if you understand a simple concept. You get out of your life what you put into your life. It's as simple as that. A lot of times we get involved in people giving us time management and many different things, which I am into. I don't want you to misconstrue that I'm not. One of the things that I do want to stress, however, is that being effective for you in your life comes down to a very simple fact. And understanding this will change the trajectory of where you are headed on a daily basis. Contemplate on this for a moment. It's one word that you can own, put it into your consciousness, and begin to really unravel in a deep way for yourself to begin to gain more time and a different mindset for you to produce more of what you want. That one word is distractions. Now, that encompasses a lot of different avenues and areas that I strongly suggest that you need to embrace and get a hold of and begin to list in a very deliberate way that are holding you back from moving forward. Distractions manifest themselves in many different ways in our lives. Some are more obvious than others. Some are not so obvious. And I want to reveal to you today both, because both play a very important role in your life. And that's what this episode and this podcast is all about always, how things affect you. Deeper truths that sometimes are more difficult to comprehend and some that are obvious. In this particular episode, distractions can be so obvious that we don't even realize that they're going on until we look at the clock and we started something at 9 o'clock. We intended to get it finished by 10 and it is now 12 and nothing has been accomplished. I know you've been there. I know I have. The simple answer was, what went on between 9 and 12? What were the distractions that got in my way that I had complete control over, that I can remove, that you can remove from your life in order to keep moving forward and keep the trajectory of your life on track? And the reason I use the word trajectory of your life is because it's a metaphor for me of someone firing an arrow from a bow. It has a trajectory. It's going to land at a certain place at a certain time. The ability to handle that bow and arrow and point it directly at a target and make it land there takes time to execute and learn how to do. It doesn't just happen. Getting rid of distractions is a learned behavior. It is something that you can actually learn to do. But you cannot learn to do something unless you are aware that you need to change something you're doing in order to learn something else. So the first question I would like for you to ask yourself is this. What causes you to get distracted? What is it that you begin to step away from when you're involved in something that you really know is important to go towards something else which is less important and less productive? We can talk about prioritization. I know that is a big conversation in getting things done. We can talk about lists. We can talk about goals. We can talk about all these different elements that we are all involved in moving from A to B, from getting from where we are to where we would like to be. However, one thing that you want to really understand when you look at distractions, and it's something that sometimes goes under the radar, it doesn't always appear to be very important to us, is what are you thinking? What are you thinking when you sit down to apply yourself to something? Are you thinking to yourself something like this? It's 9 o'clock. I know I have to get this done. I really don't want to do this, but I need to get out of the way so I can get on with what I really want to enjoy and get involved with for the rest of my day. You have just set yourself up to get distracted because your approach in your thoughts, in your mind, in your attitude is I'm doing something I don't want to do. So guess what happens? The minute something else comes up that you really would like to do and it offers you a better feeling for the moment, you can get distracted by going off to do what you would like to do, not by doing what you need to do to get what you want to do. I talk a little bit more about that in episode 4, The Rolling Stones Self-Realized Wisdom. A lot of distraction is attitude. When you master your mind and you get your head around attitude and the way you think, you'll master a lot of the distractions that are going on in your mind 24/7. It's very, very easy to talk yourself out of the very things that you know you need to get done to be more productive. Let me give you an example of that. Let's say that you need to reorganize your office and reorganize your software, reorganize different ways that you create folders and files and all these things that go into having a successful life and business and be more productive. You may not be a person that likes to reorganize things or learn new software as things become more available. So you procrastinate. You put it off. Procrastination is a mindset. You procrastinate. I procrastinate on things that we really don't want to do. If you really want to do something, you don't procrastinate. You do it. Distraction really is, when it comes down to the real, in my opinion, definition of it, not being able to focus with commitment, dedication, courage, and tenacity on that which you really want to manifest in your life. Therefore, you are easily distracted. You cannot distract people from things they really, really want. You don't believe me? Think on this for a moment. Have you ever had a friend, or maybe you've had the experience yourself, that met someone or was doing something? Either way, that wasn't good for them. Either met someone or was doing something that wasn't good for them. No matter how much you pointed it out to them that what they were doing wasn't good, and they knew it wasn't good because they kept telling you that it wasn't good and that the person or the situation wasn't really serving them, but they kept doing it and there was no distracting them from it. They may leave work early. They will make extraordinary changes in their schedule to accommodate whatever it is that they need to keep pursuing. The reason is, good or bad, whatever they're involved in is creating a sense within themselves that makes them feel alive, that makes them feel different than they were before, that makes them feel that this somehow, in some way, is serving them. It is creating a response that is very tangible within themselves, outwardly and inwardly, to keep moving forward. It is very hard for you to distract them away from that. If you look at using the power of how you feel about things, how you are committed to what it is that you set out to do, as the driving force to keeping you on track and not get distracted, you will understand that the premise of effectiveness and being effectively productive is what it is that you are pursuing. How committed are you to it? How tied in to it are you? When you have this sense of, I am going to accomplish this, it means that you are going to be committed and driven to it, that pretty much anything else that comes up is not going to distract you. Why? Because you have created a feeling within yourself, a sense of commitment towards something that no one can shift. That is how you become effectively productive in your life. You are wasting your time if you are not pursuing things, and you won't be that productive if you are not really tied into the outcome that your efforts are making. The outcome is what it is that you want to be focused on. It is so very easy to get distracted by so many things that we don't even realize can cause us to be thrown off track. A phone call. A phone call that didn't go quite the way we expected. Let's say, for example, that you are expecting a positive result from something. There are so many things that encompasses. However, you got a negative result or negative response from something that was very important to you. You are now distracted by that. Whether you understand that as a tangible reality, you are distracted by it if you allow it to get into your psyche, into your mind, into your being. That is why I stress to you and I say to you, distraction is something you can learn to deal with in a positive way. Distraction is something you are totally in control of. You decide how things affect you. You decide how distracted for how long you will be about something that occurred. There is an element of being mentally tough in this world. There's an element that those who are mentally tough succeed more in life than those who are not. Mental toughness simply means this. When something happens in your life, you don't let it bog and weigh you down to infinity. It doesn't become an excuse for you now not to continue on and be productive. There is an element of recovery, of getting over certain things that may occur. You don't stay there for an extended period of time and realize that everything you set out to do in life has now disappeared because of certain events out of your control. You've become distracted now away from that which you want to accomplish. To be effectively productive in life, my suggestion is you become very aware and keep track of who and what may be distracting you from getting from A to B. Also, why is it distracting you? Some people are more easily distracted than others. You've seen that throughout history. People who accomplish certain things at a certain level, whether it be in entertainment, sports, or anything, just life in general, are not easily distracted. They may be taken off course for a while because life happens, but they are not easily distracted. They've got their eye on the goal. As I mentioned in the previous episode, they have a very distinct ability to have a very strong vision on where it is that they would like to go. Distraction and effectiveness, personal effectiveness, go hand in hand. A lot of times you're going to find out, if you sit down for a moment and contemplate this, you are not getting where you need to be. Not because you don't have your goals written down. Not because you don't necessarily know what you want to accomplish. Not because you haven't made the list of what needs to be done. But simply, you get distracted very easily for whatever reason. Part of your own ability to become extremely effective and productive in your life is identifying what distracts you. As I mentioned earlier, it could be your own self-sabotaging thoughts. You could get involved in that revolving door about not being worthy. That has now become a distraction to you moving forward. That is a distraction. Because now you have to find a way around that thought form or that attitude to move forward. Is there truth in that? No. The longer it takes for you to realize that you're worthy of anything is distracting you from getting from where you need to be. So you can start there by just what you think of yourself and your thoughts. Secondly, what other people think of you and how that is going to distract you from moving forward. That is a distraction, what you can and cannot do. Don't be distracted by other people. Your environment can be a distraction. You don't have the right environment to do the work or to be effective and productive to accomplish what it is that you need to get done. Noise can be a distraction. There are so many different elements that we don't always look at as distractions in our lives. Some are unavoidable, some that we have to work with and work through. There are some things in our lives that are a positive distraction for a moment in time that we can work with. In other words, we might have a cat or a pet that likes to walk across our keyboard when we're working on our computers and we're trying to get things done. We may have children that come into the room. Well, this is just life happens. We love our children. We love our pets. So we work with those. But we learn how to work with the things that are unavoidable. We don't let them become a complete distraction. We work with and through them. We lovingly work with our pets. We lovingly work with our cat. We lovingly work with our children. We lovingly create the time and we explain, or we gently put the cat down, or we explain to our children what it is we need to do, or we just create time out for ourselves somehow, some way, that those distractions may not be there at certain times of the day to the degree they may be at others. The point is, you are constantly aware of how you are managing the distractions in your life so they don't become disruptions. If you manage your distractions, you will have a lot less disruption in your life. Why? Because you are going to start creating boundaries around your life, your goals, your aspirations, your vision. People are going to become very aware of who you are and the boundaries that you have and put in place around you. Because really, when you're beginning to really establish being effective and increasing your productivity, it is about boundaries. It is about you creating those boundaries around yourself and letting other people know what they are. So they don't think it's all right to distract you. They don't think it's all right to call you or to text you every 3 or 4 minutes or to have that as part of your day. Because social media, as you and I both know, emails, everything, they are a major distraction. However, as I've mentioned, distractions you are directly in control of. Getting control of the distractions in your life will get you more in control of what the outcomes of your life are. Do not think to yourself for a moment that anybody else is in control of anything going on in your life for you to get what you want out of your life but you. The self-realized individual, which you are, realizes so many things for themselves. And this is the goal of this podcast, this episode, all the episodes. You realize for yourself how much you are actually in control of. You are a self-realized individual. You know for a fact, without any equivocation or doubt, all distractions in your life are in your control. All boundaries in your life are in your control. Whether your life becomes totally disrupted by distractions is totally up to you. Essentially, if you want to continue on in life being effective and increasing your productivity, which is the only way that you can manifest into reality that which you wish to have, then there's an affirmation that you can use, the self-talk that I will leave you with in this episode. That's very simple to keep affirming to yourself every day, all the time. I am in control of all the distractions in my life. I manifest into reality everything I set out to achieve. Repeat that over and over again as your own personal mantra. How could you not manifest into reality that which you set out to accomplish for your life? I sincerely appreciate you listening to the podcast. Please subscribe so you do not miss any upcoming episodes. Whatever platform you're on, please leave a rating and review. I would greatly appreciate it. Any additional information on me, Linton Bergson, and my 5-star reviewed book, Purposeful Vision, is available at selfrealize.com, which is all one word. You can also leave any comments or suggestions on the website. I look forward to connecting with you very soon, and take good care of yourself.